Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Thursday. It's a Thursday. We're got here. It's Thursday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he is in his spot. Jim Colony, he's doing his thing. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Excellent. How are you doing?
Good. Three things that I have jotted down. Yeah. The first of which, and this one we'll breeze through pretty quickly, but it's always fun to talk about. I want to walk out to use the restroom real quickly. So I walked out of the studio. There's a hallway. Then there's another kind of receiving area. Then you get out to the restroom area, the main hallway. But anyway, walked out of the studio. In the hallway, you can kind of hear audibly. You wouldn't hear any other way. But you hear everything that's going on in, like, the gathering spot where people have their desks and different things back mm-hmm. where Jim sits. And I just heard this. So I made one step out of there. And I got to get my throat ready. I hear, "Ah!"
Ew.
It was Jim.
Yeah,
at his desk.
Can't imagine it would be anybody else back there.
Yeah, the comes without warning, out of nowhere, shout from Jim. Whenever something goes wrong, is never not funny, and he doesn't care if there's 30 people around. Nope. Or he's all by himself.
Doesn't care if the CEO of the company is sitting in the cubicle next to him.
Not Pittsburgh local either.
No.
If someone comes in from Philadelphia, the Entercom.
Yeah, big wigs.
Jim Entercom, if he comes. So I heard that and I thought, like, I don't know if I could ever do that.
Just lose it?
No, particularly with the comfort at which Jim does it.
Yeah, that's the catch there, is the yeah, the ease.
Yeah.
The ease of the handle flying off-ness.
Yeah, so there was that. yeah, so that happened. That's first. Second, and I just don't know how to, if that means he's having a good day or a bad day. So that was
means
that.
He's locked in, I think.
The second thing, and this deserves a little bit of a deeper discussion. So I walked in the back, and I put a video up of this. I walked in the back toward where promotions is, and nobody knows the layout of our office, but you got to kind of wiggle through a hallway back in there.
Right.
And I don't know, I just felt like going for a walk today.
Sure.
There's a lot of different parts of the office I never walk, and it's early in the morning, I just walk around. There is a display of reindeer. They have our fat heads up.
Yeah.
You know the fat heads that they ordered for us for different... We go out on location and different things. They bring the fat heads. So they have the reindeer. Now, in a novel idea, somebody took the Mason Rudolph fat head, put a red nose on it, and it's first. It has antlers. And they put antlers on all these. So they have, in order, let me see this, in order, here we go. They have Mason
everybody.
Rudolph. Then they have you.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have Starkey.
Okay.
Then they have me. Then they have Filippone, then they have Zeiss, then they have Mueller.
Okay.
And then in the back of this little display, there is Jim with a Santa hat on.
And a beard.
And a beard. Jim is our Santa, and rightly so.
Yes.
That fits, that works.
Our jolly old elf.
Noticeably absent from all of this.
Uh-huh.
Ron Cook.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
It's first thing I thought of. What is...
I don't want my face up there.
Matt, tell him what you said as soon as I showed you this video.
You know, it's kind of like the Patriots and this whole cheating thing of, like, if it was anybody else missing, you would have thought, maybe they didn't have anything to do with it. But it's Ron Cook, so it's like, did he say something that he didn't want his face plastered on the
wall? Guarantee it.
You guarantee it's a display in the office that only people who work in our office see. You don't think he would want his fat head up in the office?
Nope.
That is, there's no way. It's just maybe
that's too coincidental. I'm sorry.
Every other person's fat head is up in the office except Ron, with ears on it like a reindeer, and we have a good laugh at it.
Yeah.
No way.
I mean, is there any other reason behind that? I mean, come on.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or, okay, let's give the benefit of the doubt. Let's say he didn't actively, I feel like I'm trying to find, you know, reasons to believe the Patriots, to continue your analogy, Matt. But let's just, for the moment, give the benefit of the doubt to Ron to say he wouldn't, if he saw it up, he wouldn't say something about it. He'd just kind of look at it and walk away. But that means there's someone back in that portion of the building, sort of promotions, marketing, all that, who said to themselves, hey, let's have some fun. Let's put 8 faces up. We'll put Mason Rudolph with the nose up at the front, okay? Just like reindeer, right?
Right.
Okay, well, let's do the guys from the morning show. Let's do the PM guys. Let's do, okay, how many do we have? Yeah, okay, we got one too many. Take Ron out. He's not going to like it anyway.
Does that make 7 or 8? Let me count them again.
Count them again.
Rudolph.
Yep.
You.
Uh-huh.
Starkey.
Yeah.
Then me.
Yeah.
Okay, then Pony. Then Zeiss.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mueller.
Yep.
Then Jimmy Santa.
Okay, so that gives us 8.
No. Santa's the 8th.
He's Santa.
It would fit. Ron would make the 8th. 8 times. This just doesn't add up. This doesn't add. Why is Ron's, you know, I'm hopeful that someone misplaced it, or they don't have it,
maybe,
or whatever,
that
it wasn't a request.
I mean, if you all remember.
I'm not reading your texts about Ron is the Grinch. Anyway.
You're a mean one.
Yes.
Mr. Cook.
So that's that. It was just noticeably absent. You can check out the video. All right, last thing. Larry Richard, who, this is incredible. So I'm also walking through the same hallway, and they have, you know, through the intercom.
Yeah.
Through the intercom in the ceiling, they have piped our shows, and it rotates. Sometimes the country station, sometimes us, sometimes KDKA AM, sometimes music, whatever. Whatever's going on in our cluster, it pipes through, and I don't know if there's a set schedule, what time they do what.
It's a good question.
It changes back and forth. So KDK AM is on at the time.
Right.
And Larry is talking to Kathy Bergeron.
Okay.
They do like a crossover traffic kind of hit. And they're talking about the do's and don'ts of office parties. And Kathy says something like, yeah, it's a different world now than it used to be when we first got into this. Right, Larry? And it was kind of, but I'm thinking, all due respect to Larry, who's done a lot for my career and a man that I respect more than anybody in this business and has just been kind to me both professionally and personally. Is there a need for a big segment on do's and don'ts of office parties? Or can't you put it into a summary, nice little tidy box like this? Don't be a drunk idiot.
Don't do anything.
Right.
How about that? How about behave as if you were at church?
Right.
And
right.
The priest was watching you and only you the entire time.
Right.
Like best possible behavior.
You want to have your own private, personal party?
Right.
Okay. The office party do's and don'ts, the list of don't
is just
far exceeds.
Infinite.
Far exceeds the list of do's. Here's the list of do's. Hi, happy holidays.
How you doing?
That's it. That is it. And you eat something small.
Yeah. Got all your shopping done?
Right.
That's great.
That's your list of do for the office party.
Had a great year at work this year, didn't we? Okay.
Because in our gotcha society, someone is looking to have you done in. They just are. So I was thinking, I'd love to hear this segment because I wonder, the don'ts all have to be obvious, right?
Yeah. Well, I just don't even, it's kind of like, you know how cruise ships, when they start to get too close to land, they run aground, right?
Uh-huh.
Not even cruise ships, any large boat, right?
Right.
So they know you've got to stay a fair enough distance away from shore so that you don't run aground.
Right.
Same thing goes. If you know that the boundaries of what is acceptable at an office Christmas party are all the way over here, right? Then you need to stay all the way back here and go nowhere near those boundaries.
Yes. Yes. Like, if you know that you're underneath a two-minute warning and you're running the football and the team's out of timeouts, yeah, stay in between the hashes. Don't even risk it that someone can push you out of bounds.
Correct.
Stay between the hashes.
Stay between the hashes. There
yeah,
you go.
And that's where I am with this office party. It is, yeah, we're getting texts here. So it's not okay for Colony to dance on the table, right? Yes, that's where we are. The office party, that is something, the office party. And here's a good discussion point. The office party is something that has morphed in totality with the advent of social media and everyone having a cam.
Oh, yeah.
That has, in the days of like the 50s and 60s and 70s, there was rip-roaring nonsense.
Can't even imagine.
That happened at the office holiday party.
Can't even imagine what they were like back. Like, you know, people tell stories all the time. Oh, yo, back in the day, you could smoke on a plane, free liquor and all that. Imagine, I can't even wrap my brain around what office Christmas parties were like 35, 40 years ago.
The sexual tension.
Like, think
and
early
the nonsense.
80s.
And the, yes. I mean, it was.
When the snow would be more than just on the ground.
Yes.
You know?
Oh.
Miami Vice.
Well, there's a meteorology joke in there.
Gonna let it go.
Locally.
Gonna let it go.
That I was gonna go with, but I'm gonna stay away. Nonetheless, that has changed. Everybody having a phone, everybody having social media, because it would be one thing to be skeptical of someone like saying something or speaking ill of
right.
you. But the trail would just run out when that person stopped like
exactly.
talking.
There was no
there's no receipt.
No receipt.
People didn't have a receipt.
There were no receipts.
Then Dana Jacobson decided to talk about Notre Dame. And then
then all hell broke loose.
No, it lives on forever.
Yes.
Whereas that kind of stuff happened forever.
Yes.
At office parties. Holiday parties.
Yeah.
Christmas parties. Hanukkah parties. All of them.
End of year parties.
Yes, all of that. Ours is next week. I'm excited. I'm going to stop by for a couple hours.
I'm going to try to get out there. It's right by my house,
so that's why. That's why it's so easy for me.
All the way to the other side of town at the same time my daughter's supposed to have basketball practice. So we'll see.
Oh,
I'd love
hoops.
To make it work.
Do you ever find that basketball should be a summer sport?
Well, just year-round.
Yeah.
You're right, though. The kids seem to enjoy it more like when they can – they did all kinds of camps this summer, for example. They were all outside, these basketball courts right by our house. You
know, they're outside, and also the practicality of wearing shorts and a tank top in a winter sport.
5 degrees out, yeah.
Even if it was inside in a gym to alleviate and avoid rain delays.
Yes.
I could get on board with it. Who devised it as a winter sport?
I don't know.
Is it offset? What's it offset?
Wasn't it originally because Naismith didn't have anything for his guys to do with the Y that particular day? So he's like, hey, put a basket on the wall and let's see if we can throw a ball in it.
I guess, yeah. And then they had to take the basket down each time.
Right.
You know, originally Naismith, when he devised it didn't have a hole in the bottom.
Right. So if that was, that tells me if you're willing to go to the lengths of, hey, somebody nail a basket to the wall and we'll try to throw a ball in it.
Yeah.
It must be pretty nasty outside if that's the lengths you've got to go to find something to entertain yourself inside.
Pretty good call. That's probably
how basketball became a winter sport.
I like that. I like that call. I like that call.
Yeah.
Especially in the Springfield Y or wherever.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody said, hey, before we all get in trouble like the office Christmas party last week.
Right.
Somebody nail a basket to the wall. We'll just throw a ball in it.
You know,
and Jeff's going to go up there and get the ball out every single time.
You know where Naismith was born, by the way? I know this. You know where Naismith was born?
Where?
In, like, Montreal.
I did know that, yeah.
And he went to the famed McGill, I believe. Anyway, Fan Morning Show, pre-show, big fun today. One of our favorites, Channing Crowder. He's fantastic. So hard. He's coming up at 7 o'clock.
I can't wait to ask him about the Patriots.
Adam Berry, whose personality is exactly like Channing Crowder's. We love Adam Bear. He's so hilarious. He is one of the better dry sense humor guys on this earth, Adam Berry. And he joins us coming up at 9:30. We talk football. We talk baseball. We talk hockey. We talk all of it. And Jim Colony has an unreal exchange with Sully that you have to also hear in the 7 o'clock hour. Good morning. Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.